It's 7:45 with CAP Radio News. I'm Steve Milne. The indigenous practice of cultural burning was once banned in California, but in recent years, state officials have welcomed the practice as a way to reduce wildfire risks. CAP Radio's Manola Sakaita visited an indigenous-led group in Lake County called the Tribal Eco-Restoration Alliance, or TERRA, which is dedicated to sharing knowledge with the new generation of burners.
Right now I'm looking at a pile burn. It went up like probably 20 feet up in the air.
Kaylee Walker holds onto a hose connected to a backpack pump full of water. She's monitoring a pile of burning branches and brush.
We were watching some oaks just right here, I think live oaks, trying to keep them from getting burned down so they have a chance to live.
This burn, which happened in December, was her first time working with TERRA. But Walker is no stranger to fire. It's a force that's painted all parts of her life, like as a kid, standing alongside her grandfather while he'd casually light a pile burn at her family ranch, and as a teenager when she saw her home consumed by flames during the massive Tubbs Fire of 2017.
At that point, fire was just kind of something to be like afraid of.
But even with that fear, she felt drawn to work with fire anyway. She's a tribal member of the Picayune Rancheria of the Chukchansi Indians and says the practice of cultural burning has been an important one to her tribe for millennia. She started connecting to indigenous practitioners in the years that followed. That eventually led her to TERRA. She took the group's five-day firefighter and fire lighter training with her sister, MJ.
We sort of began rebuilding our connection with fire as something not to be like afraid of, but just something to be respected.
It's just a why. It's a gated why. Have these around.
Participants gathered on Pinoleville Pomo Nation tribal lands for that training last summer. It included what state officials would see as the basics of prescribed burning, like a session on using firefighting equipment and physical tests of endurance. But it also involved ecological lessons, like one where students were asked to identify native plants and share their knowledge of the landscape. Lindsay Daly is TERRA's executive director. She says TERRA trainings are meant to teach burning as more than just a tool to reduce wildfire risks.
It's not first thinking about plants as fuels. We're thinking about plants as relatives. We're thinking about their role within this whole system.
And those lessons aren't just for indigenous burners. People from all backgrounds can attend TERRA trainings, including firefighters with CAL FIRE. Daly says working with agencies interested in changing the state's approach to fire is a key step forward.
Okay, we have the people that are trained to work with fire safely. We have the equipment. How do we get out of a fire suppression mentality and into a stewardship mentality and use those skills and resources in a more life-giving way?
Stoney Timmons is TERRA's crew lead and a Robinson Rancheria tribal member. While cultural burning shares many goals with prescribed burning, he says it operates differently. Historically, the team behind a cultural burn included all kinds of people.
With cultural fire, it's your elders, your adults, your children, and a continuous cycle of learning through your elders sharing stories and then the children learning by watching, so that way when they grow up they have seen the process.
Like at that burn in December, while Walker worked with the crew, other people arrived that day as students. Nicole Whipple, a recent TERRA trainee, attended the burn with her 10-year-old daughter Rosie.
I really want to continue teaching my daughters how to rematriate the land.
Rosie says she learned a lot that day and wants to lead a burn in the future.
It will help, like, burn all the bad things so new plants and stuff could grow up.
Decades of repressing cultural fire have taken a toll, but Walker says TERRA gives her hope.
Like, there's always that opportunity for new people to come and burn and, like, gain that healing relationship, because I know a lot of people have trauma like I've had in the past.
Healing that relationship is an ongoing process, but along that journey, she says TERRA has felt like home. In Lake County, I'm Manola Sakaita.